This is Big Lux from the Hard Luck Show. Saturday, October 8th at Cookies Melrose. Fools Gone Wild and Cookies collab drop. Come meet Lil Mr. E and Burner from 12 to 2 and cop the new drop. See you there. Let's go.
You're a part of Face with Hard Luck. Face with Hard Luck.
Card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck.
Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck.
You're a part of Face with Hard Luck. Face with Hard Luck.
Card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck.
Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck.
Good morning. Welcome to the Hard Luck Show. Your host, Big Lux, in the house. You know what it is. Got my partner, the Indian, in the house with
me. Yeah, Chumahan Bowen. Good morning.
And old Blue Eyes in the house.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And today, raining from the city of Santa Monica, California, Mr. Diablo in the house.
Diablo.
Big Devil Lois. What's up, guys? Diablo? What's up, G?
All right, fellas. Happy to be here again.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
What's going on, man?
Just came to see you guys, bro.
Get the chop plane up. Yeah.
Have a good time and, you know, take some knowledge.
You hot off the plane from Mexico?
Yeah. I was down there in El Paso and Juarez.
Yeah?
What were you doing?
I go over there, visit the family once in a while. Then I skip over to the other side and go see the dentist.
Dennis
the menace. In this case, this guy's not he's not a menace. He's actually well recommended.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people ain't going to let people toy with him over there on that side. But it's my cousin's girlfriend's nephew. So he does good work. So he been hooking me up for way cheaper. But I do run
the risk. What's the percentage cheaper if you do it on that side?
Yeah. What's the deal?
I think maybe like shit. I don't know, maybe like less than a third of the price, probably.
Man.
A third. I'd be hearing good shit.
My wife, her uncle is a dentist down in Guatemala. He's been a dentist for like 20, 25 years.
Wow.
And that dude can do stuff for way cheaper.
Wow. Yeah, because that's a lot cheaper, bro. I was going to cook up some rock cocaine and put a couple of rocks in there to make it look like tea. But then I found that dude.
Hey, Los, you were down there, bro, and you would show me, man, you put up some crazy motherfucking videos where there was like motherfucking bodyguards and all sorts of shit. What the fuck was going on down there, man?
Oh, yeah. My family, you know, they're about it over there. So whenever I go over there, you know, they don't let me go anywhere without them. So if I go to the dentist, they're outside posted. They're actually cops, I think.
Is that right?
Because they got badges and shit, and they got the
man. It's like you're an ambassador or something. Like you got a secret service, like a Diablo secret service.
Yeah, it gets crazy because when certain cars get too near or a certain type of car, I don't know, something that activates them, they'll start grabbing the straps. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and it gets intense because I'm like, man, I'm like a sitting duck kind of because, but
you can't decipher. They started.
Yeah. Pardon me?
You can't really decipher like what's going on though.
Yeah. Like if they see a car speeding up or like them dudes are loyal, man, because they're ready to protect me. But it's a trip, bro. But it's getting bad out there because now they got like, you got to be real careful because they got little kids now. Doing hits, like little ass kids, 10, 9 years old, they pay them like, I don't know if they're exaggerating, but my boy told me that they pay them like 50, 60 pesos to go shoot somebody. That's nothing. I think that's like $5.
Fuck.
You know, and so like they're finding also a lot of dead little boys now too because the relatives of these people that they smoke want payback and they might know the kid that did it. Now they're finding little kids, you know.
Dude, a 10-year-old, though, doesn't even know what they're doing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, if someone gives them money to do something, to get revenge on a 10-year-old, it's like, that kid doesn't know what he's really
doing.
Exactly,
man. But you know how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, they feel like somebody has to pay for that shit.
You driving are you driving your truck down there still, or are you leaving the truck and you just take a car down there?
That, man, that's a good point, because my cousin Memo, the oldest one, they're like my brothers, so my oldest brother, Memo, he told me, like, mijo, no lleves esa troca para allá. You know, like, don't take that truck over there. Because usually I would have, like, the bodyguards, they usually, like, his security, they come in a Suburban and wait for me right at the border, then they'll get behind me, follow me. But one time I just decided, man, it's only like a 6-7 minute drive into Mexico, into Juarez. So I said, man, I'll just roll on my own and surprise my cousin. And I got pulled over like one or two blocks before I got their brand new truck. And my cousin told me, he said, don't take that truck over there, because if there's a lot of soldiers over there. And he said, all them soldiers are from, they're Chilangos. They're from the DF, Mexico City. Ooh. And them fools got a reputation for being cold thieves. I mean, them cats, they jacked, what's the dude's name? Don King. Ooh. They jacked Don King in the elevator for all his jewelry. Yeah. So my cousin said that
a lot of people don't know who Don King is.
That's
he's the boxing promoter that ripped off Mike Tyson with the hair
and
that stands up.
Did he?
Yeah. So
he robbed Tyson, and then those dudes robbed him in the elevator.
There you go.
See how it goes?
Karma's a motherfucker.
Hey, easy come, easy go, baby.
But my cousin, he warned me, but he said if the cops want it, they'll say you took a red light or something, and they'll take you to jail.
Right.
Or they'll say you were drinking and driving, and your truck will be gone the next day. Or if worse yet, if them hoodlums want it over there, them cartel dudes, they'll just shoot you, kill you, take you out of it and take it, you know?
Mm.
And I got pulled over right like 2-3 blocks before my cousin's house. And I had my suitcase. I had some cheddar because I was going to pay the dentist. And he got me good. You know, I didn't even think I had my gold on it. I said, man, I'm about to lose all this shit. I called my cousin and he showed up. And my cousin, he takes everything lightly. Like, he don't take nothing serious. And he got over there, he said, man, why are you sitting in the, you don't got to sit in the car. You know how when you get pulled over here, you got to sit in the car. And just he was like, man, what you sitting in the car for? You can come out, man. It ain't like over there. You can get out and kick it. You know what I mean? I'm like, nah, I'm straight. So
I ain't trying to.
Luckily, I was close to his house and I was able to tell him where I was. So he got there and, you know, he knows all them people over there. So he went and talked to him. And they let me go without taking nothing. And the cop came up. He said, why did you have to call your cousin? Have you had a problem here before in this country? Where I said, I don't know nothing. I just felt better about it. I just, you know.
Yeah.
But he was like, ¿Ha tenido un problema aquí antes? I said, no, sir. And I don't want one.
Sir.
Right.
That's smart.
Damn straight, dog.
Yeah. Well, how are the police different over there? I mean, how do they view somebody who's a Chicano, let's say?
Especially with tattoos.
Yeah. Right. How did the police over there look at it?
Like you're a scumbag, you know what I'm saying? Like,
really?
They probably look, you know, like, yeah, they
like
think
you
you're
think
like
you're better. Think you're better than them in that?
The worst of society. And probably there's a little jealousy issue, like you're Mexican, but you can go on both sides and flaws.
Yeah,
because the paisas in prison used to call, like, the Chicanos plasticones, right?
Plasticones?
Yeah. Like the paisas would call the homies.
He just woke up.
Plasticos.
Plasticones, like plastic. Like, we're not real Mexicans. We're fake, you know, rubber made.
Right.
But you down there, though.
Yeah.
That's right.
But
you checking in.
But them cops over there,
you
man.
You know how many homeboys I got in TJ? Man, I can FaceTime Miranda. They're all in there. Spider, they were driving. They were driving. I called FaceTime, and they're rolling with their eyes wide, and you know what they're doing. They delivering something.
Yeah, they're like,
when are you gonna come down here? I can't go down there.
They say the homies are like a pack of hyenas there against each other.
Yeah, they riding TJ.
It's raping, pillaging.
But they doing good. They got money. They're like, hey, when are you gonna check in? Come down here and visit us. I go, well, you know, I ain't gonna do that anytime soon because I'm not drinking. I ain't doing no drama.
Yeah.
And I ain't got no reason to go down there. Like before, when I was in the relapse, I was on my way. Like, I ain't gonna tell you if I went down there or not. That's nobody's business. But you know, like if they was promising me something, I'd cross that fucking border and come back.
Exactly.
You know, I ain't gonna get on here and tell you no. Yeah, that shit bothers me.
What's up? Hey,
like,
man. Boy.
Like I hear a lot of the homies down there, that the ones that got it bad that I'm talking about is like the ones that are doing dope and stuff like that. It's really bad, man, because like they don't really have that unity the way Southsiders do, you know, in jail. even though they're like locked out of this country. In a way, they're locked up because they're in a place that some of them did not grow up in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them don't even speak Spanish. You know, so they're kind of locked up in a different way. Anytime they keep you from your loved ones, you're locked up.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they're not the unity that Southsiders have.
Right.
You know? So, but the ones on drugs, they're like...
Everybody's like out on for themselves.
Like an unclaimed hyena, you know. The lions eat at them. The other hyenas.
The cycle of life. The cycle of life.
Well, what happened? What happened? Sean, I linked you two up, man. Did you guys get any work done?
Yeah. It actually was not a lot of work.
Well, actually, Homeboy just mastered a song I made.
And is that right?
He mixed it for me and just made it sound better.
This guy gave me a...
Come on, clean.
This guy gave me a track to master. It's already mixed, like, perfectly. So I just added some 808s
in there.
Hella
808.
He looked for the easier software out.
And it was super easy to do. But
what does it mean to master? Yeah, everyone says that, and I'm like, yeah, it's cool, man. It's remastered. And I don't really know what the fuck they're talking about. What is that?
Most of the time, it's just like EQing a little bit.
And that's
like,
mastering.
Put a little compression and raise the volume a little bit.
Explain to him about the compression on the voice, because to me, it's pretty interesting. Like the peak and all that stuff.
Yeah. Close the door, please. Thank you.
Go ahead.
So it's your show.
Where did I leave my spot?
You want me to really take over the show?
No, fucking yeah.
No, I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah,
especially
on voices, there's a lot of times you guys yell.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then like sometimes you get talk like this and you like get on the show and you're like, it's an intimate moment.
Yeah.
That's called dynamic range. So right. So,
right.
Like, sometimes you're talking really low, and sometimes you fucking yell hella loud, and it's like all in the mic, and you don't move away from the mic.
Right.
So like when you look at the waveform, there's like super tall peaks, and there's like super short peaks.
Yeah.
So when you're doing some compression, basically you're just kind of killing those peaks or bringing up. There's like up
and then like a more
middle
range.
Exactly. Yeah. So
the extremes aren't so high.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you'll pop your peaks.
Yeah. So like when you're listening to the thing and you have the volume up full blast, it doesn't like kill your fucking eardrums.
That's compression.
Yeah.
And you like that, Diablo. Your music. Yeah. What's going on with your music right now?
Yeah, man.
Man, I just dip and dive in there when I can, you know, but.
Are you doing any mixing, like down at Santa Monica, and then yelling at homeless people or anything?
not recently, man. But
like I'm
gonna take the turntables to the beach, though. That's kind
of
fun when I bring them out there.
Yeah,
I just don't like being in the sun. Like you know, it gets
sweat.
Hot, bro.
You need a tent, like one of those tents.
Well, dude. This cool ass dude, Jimmy. He brings out. He said he had.
An umbrella hat.
Not a whole like a gazebo, I think.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Like a portable one.
Right.
If it exists.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, can we throw that track on and just...
Throw it a little bit.
Yeah.
That shit tight.
You have it?
Can we fucking close the door?
I don't know. He put his Altoids in the fucking thing. And Mr. and Mrs. Earbuds, old Blue Eyes, is yelling at a cracked door, that big left. You put Altoids in the fucking... like this is Men Central or whatever.
Yeah,
put something
to
jam the key.
Right.
Go ahead.
See what we
tonight, old Blue Eyes and Diablo.
1861 drop by shooting just occurred.
You heard it, Lucky?
No.
South Main. Right.
Badass already.
Yeah.
Saturday night is fairly warm. The moon's out. And the gangs are going to get going here pretty quick. You know, they're already starting to shoot. Starting to shoot. It is a war.
Yeah.
It is a war. Of Mexican gangs. They're tough. The language they use is tough. And you'll hear some of that in this program.
Yes, shit, y'all. Yes, 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 shit, y'all. Yes, y'all.
Yes, yes, to the scene. More, y'all.
Yes,
yeah, I like this.
The corner liquor store payphone, they say fully aware what cracks at home, all alone on the phone in the midnight zone. A
fucking
old by inside, shady eyes.
I knew in my heart that something was right. I cocked the Glock 4-5, then I went inside.
While
the
fuck yeah!
Jumped out the bucket, trying to make a name, but I'ma smoke that name. The entity established, bitch, ready to kill. But underestimated the power of my will. Back at the liquor store, I watch him in the mirror. When the time is right, I made my movida. Surprise, homeboy, now I'm taking your vida. Not a surprise like a party, but like a mortuary. Fucking with Santa, you going to the cemetery.
Yeah! Damn! Yes, 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 man, Lowe's. Yes, 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 yes. I gotta get that.
This is cool.
Ever since I was a youngster, I was up to no good. Me and the homies want me to lose tonight in the hood. Breaking into cars, taxing at the bar, checking on 17th, cracking peas on 14th. Strolling down Michigan in the middle of the night, all I could see was the gravestone glowing in the moonlight. Dead motherfuckers buried in the cemetery, but 16th Street was a lot more scary. We control our environment, blasted on our enemy. Demons in the night wearing knives, G'd up. Cheap Essays in black represent 17th Street. We did it with style on the side of 211. No more spot, I guess, if I'm weak from the 17.
Yeah! Damn,
that's that shit. Stained pattern on my Nike Cortez. I did time for it. I did time in the bears. A real G represents his body every day.
Yes, yo! Damn! Man, that shit's... Yo, bro.
No, yeah, la henu melachalon hitchaser kitsusenu mitzed.
That sounds sight. That sounds like backward masking.
No, man, dude. Come
that
on.
That shit sounds dope.
Right, yeah, dude.
Homeboy made a hit. He made it sound good.
Hey, this fool got that scratch, man.
Yeah,
and he's got. What's crazy about
Los? How come
Los?
I can't have that? How come I can't get a copy of that?
Yeah, you will.
Shit, I'll bump that shit in the ride.
What's crazy about Los is he's got all these. Man, you got. His ability to think in layers is fucking phenomenal.
Thank you, bro.
Because I got your track and it's like separated in different, and I could kind of dissect
a little wild, but
what he was doing, and like it's just cool to see his process a little bit and get behind like how he thinks about, you know, starting one scratch and then putting a layer. This guy's a real producer.
Thank you, man.
What do you think about all that, Tuman? What you just heard? I mean, he's scratching, he's rapping, he's put the whole thing together.
I think that the thing that I get excited about is that it definitely has like a unique, and it's like a signature style.
Absolutely.
Right? He, like, Diablo.
That's Los, bro. Right there.
He's concentrated, or he's got it there. But I also get excited because I like listening to my friend talk about, just from a music standpoint, what he's observing in Diablos, which the layers.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
You can kind of see that.
Coming from Sean, that's a big compliment to me, man, because homeboy makes some hard-ass beats, like the Hard Luck Show beat. That shit is hard.
Yeah, that shit is dope.
I tell people, man, that shit is tight.
Yeah.
I like just the beginning. Instead of a drum roll, it got, you know what I'm saying?
Los, you know what, though, Los? Here's what's dope about your shit, is if you wanted to, see, you're bringing back like a 80s
type
of like rap vibe.
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers, we need music like that.
Yeah.
Dude. Right. Like, you could reintroduce that now, bro. Yeah. That's ill as shit. You don't understand how dope that is, though, bro.
Oh, thank you, man.
But the thing is,
I feel like scratching is like fashion. It'll come back into style. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of the foundations. You know.
But what it has is it has like what you're saying, Big Lux, which is it has that sound, but it doesn't sound like he's trying to do that.
No,
right? It's like he's from there and he's just doing it.
He's doing him,
right?
I mean, actually, Los, man, I really record think music. You need to fucking put an album together, bro. Let's drop shit, bro.
You know what? We should
get behind it.
We should somehow figure out a way to put together a video. I mean, he even does the videos.
He does videos too.
We should put together like a whole package.
Yeah, we should. I'd love to
do some
behind
Salvation Army videos, but
no.
But the homie site, he said in November. I told him I'd break him off in November. We could do a quick little video to that because it's very basic. I'm talking about Michigan Avenue. I'm talking about the graveyard. You know, the studio's there or the background's there.
And I've got guys as well that could shoot. That'll shoot for me, dude.
Right, right.
That could really mix up. I got some guys fucking from Cookies that would kill some.
I want
shout out to Sebastian. That would kill some
shit,
bro.
And also, I would like to see...
Like young dudes that are shooting dope shit now.
Yeah, because I need direction in that area.
I would like to also see Diablo with his style bring in, like, he does him, and then hear what somebody young would do on his
that.
Beat.
Yeah. Sure, that too. I would like that. Which is a great idea, and we should.
Yeah.
I was also thinking I would like to see somebody young that's really badass videographer.
Yeah.
That's young and doing hot shit right now. Take his whole sound and his whole vibe.
Yeah.
I could just see this dude in Raiders gear and let him freak that shit. So it gives it like a current contemporary look.
Yeah.
But with his own feel and music. Get what I'm saying?
I do. I just think that the beat that he's established really just isn't out there right now.
It's not.
Right.
That's why, dude, you stand alone, Los.
Thank you.
You got to do this. How do we help you, and how can we do this shit? Let's do this.
Make Sean help me more.
Okay.
No, Sean helps me out.
Help him more.
No. Sean will be looking out. But Lucky actually pointed me in his direction the other day. He was like, man, get at the homie, you know? What I really want Sean to do is to put some original, like, because he's good at those keyboard sounds, you know, like on that poem I did, because of the background tracks, the little music in the back, the little synthesizer is actually from a Japanese cat from an album. It's not original, you know? Sean to listen to that poem and then put his own interpretation in there, like the synthesizer and all that.
Why can't we produce our own?
We could.
Thing like four tracks, six tracks.
We could,
ourselves.
Yeah. We could
with the video package and do it ourselves.
We could. We could even put it up on our site.
On our site.
Yeah, we could totally do that. And
produced
we could,
by Hard Luck Records.
And you know what? We could do it with just four or three. We could do it as small as we want.
Nice.
We'd do like four and put it out under Hard Luck Records.
And just whack it up.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll promote the show.
Rock it up.
I know that'll sell. Wait till people listen to this show. When you listen to this show, you guys, I want everybody who heard that to leave a comment of what you thought about Los's song. Watch this.
Right.
Watch. Everybody. Leave a comment down there what you thought, because I would love to hear more music like that from him and do the video and packages up and we release it ourselves.
Not to mention, dude, this guy, he sends me the track. And when he sends it to me, there's this whole thing on the front of it. So what you're hearing is just like part of what he sent me. Just a little tiny sliver. He sends me all this stuff, and I start listening to it.
Oh, you did?
And, oh, bro.
Okay, cool.
And it's fucking crazy, bro.
That's it.
It'll fucking... It'll
hey, and
this
my lyrics. Homie Los, dog. He's the real deal. This nigga's rapping about shit he's about, man. You guys got to pay attention,
it's
man.
It's a true story.
It's real shit, dude.
He's got like
before they had trap music. I was trapping.
Yeah, dog. Real trap.
Call it that. We call it slanging and just hustling, man. But they call it trap music now when the crack era is already dead and gone.
Yeah, man. We're gonna revive that shit. The real shit. You ready? Yeah, that's it, dog.
What do you got? What are you working on now, dude?
But I'm working on that other beat where I sampled that little ZZ Top sample, the cheap sunglasses. Shit. It's coming out tight. It got a little eerie part to it. I got some Disneyland Haunted House Records samples in there. I used to have that. My mom used to bring me these records, so I had this Haunted House album record, and it's creepy, bro. I listened to that.
Is that the one with like the water drops and like?
No, this is like a story, but yeah. Like it had Madame Leota, like that
poetry,
head of the crystal ball and all that.
I think that you got it all. I think you should be putting out poetry. You should be putting out an album. You should be putting out your book.
I want to do the poetry, man, because actually, bro, when I make rap songs, I'm really not a rapper. I didn't consider myself a rapper. I would consider myself like a beat maker, and you know, I like to scratch and just you know. Modify my music, produce music and scratching and all. But then, you know, I started putting rhymes over it. And I was like, okay. But I would spend like 2 weeks on the beat and just like 15 minutes writing it. So I think if I concentrated more on the writing, it would be a little more doper. But I rarely go back and listen to my music. I record it, and then I hardly ever listen to it again. But the poetry, now that I do listen to, and I kind of enjoy like the possibilities of doing some stuff like
maybe
that.
Maybe we put out a couple songs and then we do a couple of the poetry tracks with the music in the back.
I think it's something like that. I think for, you know, what I've experienced with Diablo, because we've known him for many years, and we have said so many times that, like, Diablo, you're super talented.
Man, I appreciate that.
Right, but hold on. But hold on, bro. So, Diablo, to a certain extent, is an explorer, mm-hmm. right? He explores the sounds. He likes the putting it together. You also seem to, I think, it seems like you also like crowd interaction a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then with your words, right, with the spoken words stuff, it seems like you're really, you know, trying to almost like tap into a feeling or a mood or an atmosphere.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
And so for Diablo, right, just correct me if I'm wrong, but like I feel like to a certain extent part of your magic is that you're not necessarily trying to package something. Right, like it almost, it's like up to us to package it, not him. I mean, it's almost like we gotta let Diablo just be Diablo. We've got two spoken things, we've got beats, we've got some raps, we've got some funny fucking moments on the show. We should put together a package called something like the Diablo Experience, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And
yep.
what we do yep. is, We go and we just get what Diablo's got ready. And it doesn't all have to be 12 this and perfect that. None of that shit. Because I feel like Diablo, like, you're not... I feel like if it becomes too much of an organized project, it almost turns you off.
Like probably, man, because, you know, I have so many things going on and I start something, I don't finish it, you know.
Right.
Yeah, ADD out.
Then I got to roll out, and then I got to come back home later, and then I'm mad about something. You know, it's crazy, man. But so, I appreciate you believing in me, though, you know.
So in my mind, I'm thinking, like, it might be counterproductive for us to be like, oh, you got to finish it. No. It's up to us.
To get what he's got.
And turn it into something.
And Sean to yeah. edit it and
well,
make
I
it sound.
Said us, yeah, but I mean
yeah.
Sean.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I said us, but
well,
I really mean Sean.
Well, you guys in the hole, but yeah. I mean him as far as like, okay, there's no, this blank spot here. What am I going to do with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you know, he's going to take care of that end of it. Then we're going to fucking package the thing. I'm going to yeah. take care of some visuals.
Yeah.
And we're
yeah.
going to package the whole thing
yeah.
together.
Yeah, and it'll be like an album like you've never heard before.
Or seen.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll like be an experience.
Unorthodox.
It's got to be an experience. That's it.
Right.
It's a whole experience.
Right.
And you purchase the experience.
And you purchase the experience. That's right.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I like it.
Yeah. That way we just take the layers that are there, have Sean, you know, do some of the mixing and all that other stuff.
And as soon as we have one finished one, whether it be that song or something else, we're going to take that and I'm going to have somebody shoot the video.
Right.
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 And it's part of, you know, there'll be photos, it'll be part of the whole package.
Right.
Right.
You know?
And
might take
help
one of his poems and put it on the back.
Yeah,
exactly.
I would like to hand you the
package.
Right. I would, yeah. yeah, like an experience, like you said.
Yes.
And it'll be part of the world building.
Yes.
Right? So you will yes. be able to explore.
An adventure. A sonic adventure.
Yeah, bro.
Right, man.
I appreciate that, man. I'm down. I want Sean to put some original synth to the back of my poem because, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good.
I thought I stepped on you. Back in the good. Days, you stepped on somebody's shoe.
That's just over.
It's on
out.
And cracking.
Yeah,
man. I was thinking, man, one day, I was like 15, 16, and some guys... It was vicious back then. They'll try to take your shoes, man.
Yeah.
And some cats try to take, some black fools try to take my shoes at the mall. I was about 15.
Which
you know,
mall?
I had some brand Santa Monica.
Okay.
what we would call back then the new mall, because the old mall we referred to as a promenade.
Yeah.
The promenade at one point, it was like, it was real ghetto, man. I mean, real ghetto. It was not like it is today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
I'll take one. Yeah. But these dudes try to take my brand new Pumas with the fat laces, you know. Mm. But I remember back then shoes were a big deal.
People are passing around Altoids behind the scenes.
Yeah,
go ahead, please. Everybody likes a little fresh breath. Curiously strong mint. Curiously strong mint.
Yeah, I remember this dude named, I think they called him Mooney. Steve Clayton. Yeah,
he was from Posers.
He was from Posers. He was.
Was he One Punch or what?
Big Spooks. I think he's Big Spooks from.
Yeah, Big Spooks. That's right, Steve Clayton.
And he seen these dudes had me like cornered up. Mm. I was about 12 years old, 11 years old. These fools were like 16, and they were like 3-4 of them had me like cornered up in the mall around the food court area, and here comes Steve Clayton. He just, you know, I was a little kid. And Big Spook from Posers, I think he's from Showline now.
Yeah.
But he came through, and he just started socking fools up. I'm like, get off the homie. He even held one and let me punch him. You know what I mean? And I remember that day, man. And then some of their homies, they ran trying to get away. And I remember running through the food court with them fools, with some Posers and Steve Clayton. He came through, saved the day. Or I would have been Puma-less. I had some brand new Puma with some fresh ass fat laces.
Yeah,
I used to lace them up like only like 3 holes, and then the rest would go under the tongue.
Yeah,
you don't remember Big Mike?
Big Mike.
Yeah, bro. He never claimed Santa Monica, but he's like he lived there all his life. You know him if you saw him.
If I saw him, I would.
He kind of looks like he's a Boricua. No, he looks Boricua. He looks kind of like The Rock. He's a big fool.
Right.
He was talking about some tapes you make. And,
he know me.
Yeah, they know you from back in the day when, like...
Everybody from Santa Monica knows Lowe's.
Yeah.
The West Side.
When I first got out of prison, I was going in the market, and this old crackhead, this black dude was on the side just chilling, you know, like by the market.
Mm.
And he said, hey, Lowe's, is that you, man? Diablo. I said, yeah, it's me. He said, man, I thought you were dead. I said, I was. Yeah, because when you're in prison, you're dead, bro.
Yeah.
I feel sad because I received a picture today. You seen it, Lucky, big Weddle.
He sent that to you?
No, he didn't send it to me. His niece did. But, you know, I've been trying to, I'm going to get in contact with him because I've been trying to get
him. He up in Delano.
No, he's in the shoe in the bay right now.
Was that right? Big Weddle?
Yeah.
He was on the Delano yard.
He was? Yeah.
That's where they rolled him up from. But he got a big ass brochure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's kneeling on the chair.
Yeah.
That shit's circulating.
That's a homie.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's my big homie, man. But, you know.
Yeah.
Back then, them homies like that, they you know, they'll structure you, bro.
The backbone.
Like, yeah.
That's the backbone.
That's a good brother right there. And I seen them, man. It looks so sad because they're so drab, just those gray walls in the state. And I was like, it's like he's in a sarcophagus, man. So I made it a point to try to get his address and get at him, you know what I mean? Send him some books, some coloring books. That brother's smart. He's sharp. He reads and he draws like a motherfucker, too. But Weddle, man, you know. I remember at one time there was like 4 Weddles out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had Little Wedito, which is the youngest one, and he was like the Gonzalez's family member. Turi, you know what I'm saying, Memo, all them cats on 21st Street at the dead end.
Mm.
And Little Wedito was the smallest Wedito we had, but for some reason, there was a lot of homies on the street. It was around 92 or something. And I remember there was a lot of homies on the streets, but for some miraculous reason, they were all the Weddles were out and about. So we had Little Wedito from 21st Street. We had Little Weddle, which is Luis,
yeah,
the homie. Then we had, after that, who we referred to as Big Weddle. And then there was Enrique, you know, the brother I'm talking about. And then double OG Weddle. Which he was from a clique called the 20th Street Malditos, old clique. So it was hard because we like in the neighborhood. Like, hey, I seen him over there. Where's homie? I seen him with Weddle. What Weddle?
Right,
Weddito. Okay, so you know that's the youngest one.
Right.
I seen him with what Güero?
Mm-hmm.
Güero Luis, or Güero Enrique, or what Güero Whopper with cheese. So check this out. You know, we got love for OG Güero. You know, the oldest one from 20th Street. But at one point he was drinking, man, and he'd be chilling around Eddie's liquor store on 20th Street, and he'll be chilling and he'll hit up the homies and be like, he'll be hanging out by the liquor store, he'll be like, Burger King's right across the street.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, hey homie, you had dollar for Whopper with cheese? so we nicknamed him Whopper with cheese, you know? but they're our brothers. We love them, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
R.I.P. Luis, man.
Yeah, man.
You remember Black Spider?
From the hood?
Yeah.
No, I don't, man.
That was in the 70s.
But my big homie, Big Diablo, he was a black brother. His name was Mark Coleman, 17th Street.
Mm.
Yeah. I recently did my Ancestry.com.
You did? What'd you find out?
I got 1% Puerto Rican or 2% Puerto Rican. I got 2% like Norwegian. I got like several countries in Africa, Congo. I got
some Congo in me too. Yeah.
I got
2% or something.
I got like... I got some Basque. I got like 11%
Basque.
That's like Spanish, yeah.
Right, right. It's like, but it's like motherfuckers that like are fighting against Spain
and still
rebellious.
And then I got like 11% French. Then I got 34% Spaniard and like 28% Native American from Mexico. Indigenous Mexican.
Hey, you got? Hey, dog. You sound like mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. I got a lot of what you got.
Yeah, and what's the trip about the Basque people, they're like over there by Spain, but their language is very close to Nahuatl because they use a lot of that sh sound, like the Mexica, like the last part, like and the TL, like they spell it with TL, like really chocolate is chocolate or tomat, you know, and they use that little TL part it's really like a wind with the tongue and a little bit of air. But the Basque people have... It's related to the Aztecs language. So I've read some books where they think that Atlantis existed, you know, between the Americas and between, in the Atlantic by where Spain is at, the Mediterranean. So they believe they went to both sides because of the language is kind of like similar, man.
Damn.
Well, they definitely aren't able to place the Basque language with anywhere in Europe.
No. See what I mean? It's different, right?
They for sure can't do that. I mean, it's really hard to say because, there were a lot of different tribes in Europe before the Romans conquered everybody. So there's a lot missing that you don't know about.
Exactly.
You know, you hear about the Celts and you hear about the Anglos, the Saxons, and all that stuff. But those are all the people, the Germans, that survived the Roman conquest of Europe and the Spaniards. So the Basque tribe, maybe, right, from some earlier, way earlier date, maybe there was some mixing between the Americas and Europe.
Right.
But they can't. Yeah, Big Lips pouring. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Lips taking a leak right now.
Yeah.
You hear that? Pinch that
off. Yeah, you can hear it.
Pinch that off, Big Lip.
I used to like to get drunk on the street and be pissing my, drawing my name on the sidewalk. Hitting up the hood.
Is the Ancestry.com, Chumahan, do you think it's accurate?
You know, it's a good question that you ask. I don't know. But I can tell you this, man. Ever since it came out, nearly everybody I run into...
Somebody getting a dollar.
They're just telling me all the time, like, oh, I'm American Indian somewhere in there. And
you know what?
I got to hear that whole story.
It's propaganda?
It might be true. Because of the...
You think
it is? I think
it, no, but I got to hear about it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, because
I got braids.
The indigenous part of my blood... It narrowed it down to the part of Mexico where my family comes from.
So you got to give up your blood to find out?
You swab your cheek.
Like a DNA.
No, but the thing is like I'm an enrolled Oneida. Like I'm an enrolled member of a tribe.
Of course.
No, listen.
We can see it in your face.
Listen. So then, Ancestry.com, everybody's like, oh, I'm American Indian. And then I have to hear how they don't know how or what it's part. But then I hear about their great-grandmother was a Cherokee. And I'm like, all right, man, cool. Sounds good. I'm all about it. That sounds great. Thank you. And like, I feel like a lot of people with Latin American blood, of course they have indigenous.
Right.
Because it's That blood's mixed right in with all those folks.
Mm-hmm.
The Spaniards mixed with the Indios in Central South America.
But right. Dude, like lots of my friends are doing this, you know, where they get back the blood thing. Like a lot right. of friends that are close to me, and they're like, dude, I got 13-15% Native American.
Yeah.
A gang of them. I have fucking almost 15% Native American. Right. I didn't know.
Right.
Yeah, wow.
And right. then the whole thing, like you said, with the Congo, I'm hearing that more and more from people. Right. I got 2% from Congo or from, you know, somewhere in Africa. Yeah. And you're like, man, I think we're more mutts than we think.
Yeah, I went and got a drum that night and was beating the hell out of it. Talking about Unga Bunga.
Hey, you know what, man? You know what I did want to say is, my homeboy out of nowhere calls me, and he's with my other homeboy, Woods. Shout out to Woods. He calls me out of nowhere, dog. He's like, hey, Lux, man, I got this piece of furniture, man. I think you could use this, right? So they drive over, man, and, you know, I just moved into my new place. And he brought me over this white bookshelf, bro. That's badass. And I saw it, and I'm like, okay. And we put it in the garage and kept it in the garage. When I went to go look at the new place that I was moving into, as soon as I walked in, I picture that fucking case would fit right. perfect on this wall and have all my shit in it. But sure enough, time goes by. I move into my place. They put the new carpeting. They nice. Paint it. And then me and my buddy that has the front house comes, and we carry that shit upstairs. That's not light. It wasn't yeah. light either.
Oh, it's, man.
It was well made. We put up there, bro. Man, this fucking thing is perfect, dude. It's like the perfect nice. Fucking
case. I didn't know you moved.
House.
So you ain't right
no,
there?
No, no, no. Oh, okay. Yeah, dog, but I wanted to tell you thank you, man, because you got me that, and it fit perfect, dude. It's
good.
It's the best piece, and I would have never gone and got that shit, but he brought it to me.
That's right.
Looked out, dog.
Yeah, because actually Woods is the one that said Lucky could probably use that for all the Supermax stuff. I said, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yep.
You know? But that's cool, man, that you moved.
Yeah, man.
Feed him, dog. I remember one day I passed by in front of your crib when you stayed right there on Rose, and there was all kinds of cars crashed. Like, somebody had a field day. All the cars
had ran into a bunch of cars, you mean?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, I remember. That happened a couple times. Mm-hmm. People just drunk and speeding on Rose and just take out like 3-4 cars. They come out in the morning time and like somebody just fucking nailed like 4 or 5 cars on Rose.
In all fairness, you ride off of Lincoln too, so there's a lot of drunkery.
They speed by the golf course and everything.
Drunkery
there's
going
a little
on.
Straightaway. Motherfuckers like to speed down that straightaway.
Yeah.
My homie Woods did that shit one time. He's a fool, my homie Woods. Man, that fool one time when he was doing his thing, he was smoking, right? And he was asking me for a blast. But I didn't have no more yet. It was like 4 a.m. I'm like, man, that show sold out.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there saying, man, that's fucked up, man. All that money I'll be making you, man. And he's driving like slow. Like he's on syrup or something. He's driving like 30, 40 miles an hour down residential street, 40 miles, and turning. And all the cars, I'm just hearing them go, pluck, 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 pluck. And he's driving saying, that's fucked up, man. I know you got some at the spot. Come on, fool, hook me up.
And clipping cars?
Yeah, just hitting cars.
Fucking
one time,
they got
chased, and he ran, jumped out, and ran into church. And then he went in there and changed into the priest's clothing, tried to walk out, and they still gaffled him up. Talking about, the Lord is my shepherd.
And we're going to shepherd your ass right down to the county jail.
Yeah, my boy Woods, man, that boy got... He got a hell of a memory, man. He remembers everything you did, you know. Like, wow, he knows so many like names in the neighborhood and who they fought and man, this, he knows like he,
and other neighborhoods and
Yeah, that fool got a hell of a memory, bro.
Yeah,
he would be a great guest, but he like I know if you get him on camera, he'll probably freeze up. Maybe not.
Maybe not. We're going to bring Woods in, dog. You know a bunch
Woods
of stories,
Woods,
dog.
Yeah. Woods is a character, man.
Yeah, he is, dog. 100%.
Yeah.
That's my homie, man.
Yeah.
Hey, how'd you guys first meet?
Man, I met Lowe. I seen Lowe's in the hood forever, dog.
Yeah.
I met Lowe's in the late 80s, 89, 90. Yeah,
I remember
man.
You brought Steve around in the alley on 21st, and we took the pictures with the Not Guilty.
Yep. That was like 90, 91. Mine?
I like that. I like that shit, Not Guilty. I would put it on and look in the mirror and say, yeah, you are.
Well, I forget who it was. It wasn't Rudy. I don't know if it was Buyo. Who, somebody sprayed up and hit up Not Guilty on the wall. And then we took that picture. Right back at 21st. Because when I was little, I lived where Candy used to live.
Yeah, but even before, I remember seeing Lucky around the neighborhood. As youngsters, you know?
Yeah, I was little, and we grew up, and my dad knew the Gonzalez's dad with the missing finger.
Yeah.
The mechanic.
And he would joke with him all day, you said.
All day long. He'd sit out there with beers. So I knew everybody on 21st, and we lived in the back alley. I grew up with Memo and Jerry and Tootie and all of them, dog.
Memo and them saved me one time, too. Memo and Moises, Moreno, them fools. I was a little ass kid and I was rolling on a bike with my radio. I always had a radio. I was like 10, 11 years old. I was rolling on a bike with my box. And I was crossing. For some reason, I was on the other side of Pico. Like I was not on the bad side of Pico, in the hood side. Mm. But I was crossing going towards that way. And I remember a lady, she was a white lady. She tells me, Where are you going, young man? And I said, I'm going over there to the park. I was talking about Virginia Park. She said, you shouldn't go that way. It's dangerous over there, you know? Does your mother know where you're at? I said, yeah, she knows. But I went, and I was like, I was on 20th Street, and back then it was like predominantly black, 20th Street, and some black fools came up to me, you know, and they were like, let me check out your box, homie. They grabbed my box and was like, oh, yeah, it sounds good. They were getting ready to take it. And here come Memo and the homie Moreno. They roll up on some bikes. They just pulled up and like 2-3 other little kids with them. You know, we were young, but they were a little older than me. And they rolled up on the bikes and just froze right there and said, hey, man, get a homie back his radio. I'm just checking it out, Memo. Like, he said, fuck that shit, give him back his radio. And then they said, come on, Los, come on. They didn't call me Los then, but come on, Carlos.
Well, they used the car.
Just Carlos. I was, you know, pretty young back then. But
did you establish your own name?
You know, my uncle's name used to call me Diablito. I was so mischievous. Then the homie just nicknamed me that. Not because I was satanic or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. But
I seen footage of you guys like burning a whole bunch of dope and just letting it go in the air.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You remember
that,
Lucky?
It was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, but like Esteban shot you guys like burning with termite.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had a bunch of dope on a tin. And you were just lighting it up and letting it blow,
all that.
And getting your clown on. Like, we ain't tripping on this fucking drug. Like, let's just fucking burn the dope up.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is the motherfucking, was it the Acura?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Motherfucker had the Acura when the Acuras were the shit, dude.
Yeah. They were pretty tight, that legend.
Yeah, they were. And fucking, if you talk about Sky Pagers and showing up the fucking late 80s, 90s dope, that was Los, man.
See, not too many
Nobody
people.
Nobody like that.
Yeah, you had the brick phone?
Yeah, I had
one. All that, dog.
But not too many people back then. In those days, not too many.
Like a motherfucker.
Not too many people. Uh-huh. Had cell phones, bro, you know?
Yeah, right.
So gang members were like one of the first ones to utilize them. And, you know, the pagers.
How about the chirp? The Motorola?
I don't know.
It was like a walkie-talkie. Yeah. Remember that?
I didn't have one.
Cartoon and everybody.
No, that was later. That was later.
That was way later. Yeah.
I had the ones that just like I remember the brick phone.
I remember you had a couple pagers on your ass.
Yeah. And the cops, I'd be like, man, that's so my mom could call me to go home. And you know, I was serving when I was a little kid. I was slanging pretty young.
Right. True story, dog. True story.
But yeah, back then, not too many people had cell phones, bro. And when they did, you know, they were a dope dealer, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's how that was back then.
It was
then.
Like a fashion accessory kind of way.
Yeah. You know? Yep. Right. Right. Now, if you weren't driving like a fucking Chevrolet, what do you fucking call it? A fucking Camaro or whatever with the thing down, and you didn't have your fucking Miami Vice jacket and a fucking brick phone, then you were slanging for sure.
Yeah.
Especially if you were a kid.
Damn, right. Miami Vice.
I remember they caught my homeboy Cookie with a rock. They caught him with a big ass, like an ounce. And it was hard, you know, it was rock.
different.
And they said, what's this? And Cookie was like, oh, man, that's for a surfboard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's wax.
Because a lot of homies from Santa Monica, you know, like,
yeah,
the gang members, we know, lifelong gang members from Santa Monica, a lot of us never surfed. We did the boogie board, but
Cookie,
if you look at Cookie, that motherfucker don't know how to surf. He said it was at wax.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Because the homeboy was staying
too. Dr. Zogs.
Yeah.
Right.
Sex wax.
Sex wax.
I was wondering about what the hell that
that was some sex wax. Hey, dog. Los, man, we are gonna do that, dog. We're gonna work on that project together.
Yeah,
let's do this, all right?
Man.
Let's get this thing going.
Experience.
I'm down.
Hey, if you guys want to follow, it's Devil Los. What's your Instagram, Los?
My Instagram is Devil Los 1700, 1700. And I got a YouTube channel, too.
Yeah.
The YouTube channel is also called Devil Los. Devil Dash Lows.
Follow him, all right? Follow him. Get on that, you guys. Fucking Santa Monica's finest right here.
Thank you
for coming on, dog.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure, homie.
Dog.
I ain't seen Lep in a minute, too.
Yeah. Big West Side up in the house. West Side in the house.
Yeah. Sean, thank you for hooking up that cut.
Absolutely. A pleasure.
Good shit.
Next, what I want you to work on is that poem, bro. Put some original keys back there, you know?
Yeah. We're on it.
Yeah.
All right, big shout out, Lep. Thanks for joining us, sitting in on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Big
My
Lep.
My boy, can't miss it.
Yeah.
I want to say what's up to some homies from El Paso,
yes,
man.
Because
I was just out there, you know, and you know, the Lincoln Lords, my homies from the barrio called Lincoln. You know, my homie Spanky from the Lords. Yeah. You know, little Spanks. You know, and all them brothers over there. Gunner from South Los, I hooked up with him out there in El Paso. He lives out there. We had some drinks. He was cool, man.
Chino's homeboy.
Big Chino.
Yeah, Chino. Yeah. Shout out to
South Los.
South Los.
Yeah, man. Wow. Pleasure, man, to be with you guys.
Hey, whatever happened to your homeboy that had Los on the neck?
Oh, Mono.
Mono.
I was just with him in Vegas.
Oh, he's out in Vegas.
He's doing great, dog.
That Cap Big Mike, you rolled with him.
Yeah.
Right.
He's 100, dog. That's my boy.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Chumon, what you got?
Ovanda Bowen LLP, we wear braids to court. Let the tomahawks fly, the best legal representation that money can buy.
That's it. What you got, Sean?
Sean at movemental.media for all your audio, podcasting needs. Oh. And don't forget to hit us up at hardluckshow.com and check it out. Our music episode with workout music. We have a round table.
Yep. Top three.
Yeah, playing, just having a good time playing.
Find out what Big Lux listens to when he's working the fuck out.
Right.
Gumroad. It's free.
Yeah, hls.gumroad.com. Go check it out. It's a free episode. Just download it. It's fun.
Yeah. Damn.
Big shout out to Cookies Burner, Esteban Oreo, Soul Assassins. Big shout out to Big Lep from the West Side. My homeboy, Diablo Los from Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm. Santa Monica 17th Street and Santa Monica Tres Little Locals.
That's
11th
right.
Street Chavos.
There you go.
And all those guys.
Smiley.
All the gente from Santa.
Big
and big shout out to Burner. All you guys, man. www.supermaxhardware.com. Check us out. Cookies, Vibes, Rolling Papers. And listen to the Hard Luck Show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're out of here.
Bam.
West.
Booyah.
Nope.
Hard Rock Show.
Hard Cock. Right. Hard Cock Show.
Hard Rock Show.
Hard
Rock Show.
Hard Cock. Right. Hard Cock Show.
Hard Show, man. Hard.
This is Luna Tristeza, and I'm here telling you folks to listen to the Hard Luck Podcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.